Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to 12 Plus and Production Enjoy Movies. I have no idea what any of these things are. Oh, but it's supported by Cinema Fund. Russia. Oh, there's a big clue to what we're watching. Well, Cinema Fund and then Russia went away, so I don't know what's going on. Renovatio. Why are none of these in Russian? Why are they in English? Were they trying to, like, appeal to an American audience with this? Argunov. That sounds more Russian, but that's still English letters. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, this episode we're watching Guardians. Is that? Oh, that's not Dr. X. We're going to see a lot of weird superhero stuff in this. Also, there is volume. I need to turn that up. Film company Big Cinema. I love these. I love seeing all the production studios from like other countries, because sometimes you get a lot of not good English. Here we go. Yeah. Guardians. 2014 film? No. Let me look up Guardians Russian. JFK! Oh, I wonder how Russians look at him. Okay, Russian Zashitsniki. It's a 2017 Russian superhero film. Yeah, you heard me right. This is like the Russian Avengers. I'm so excited to be watching. It took me forever to find this. Oh my goodness, I'm so hyped. Okay, so this looks like the DC. Genetics at People's Service. Everything for the victory. This looks like the DC, the Snyderverse DC openings. Like Batman v Superman, you know? I guess there's probably Justice League I'm thinking of. Kind of digging the music. I always find it interesting how like xenophobic Russia is, but like how much English is in their stuff. Oh, someone turns invisible. Oh, here we go. What is this rated? Somebody runs fast. Somebody punches really hard. But there's Bucky. Oh my god. Okay, so yeah, there's a bear man in this. That was the first time I saw this, was that there's a Russian Avengers with a bear man in it instead of Groot. And I'm like, oh my god. That was like what sold it for me. Is that Dr. Manhattan? Somebody is telekinetic. I'm also interested on who the bad guys are. Because, like, when I was watching, there's the bear man. When I was watching Top Gun Maverick, like, the enemy was so obviously Russia. But, like, if there's no Russian flags, they're all in, like, black suits and everything. Like, the whole movie, they never say anything about Russia. But, like, you can watch it and go, oh, Russia's the enemy. So, I know this is 2017, but I'm hoping, like, the enemy is America, but, like, they don't say America. But, like, you can tell there's, like, a very thin cloth over, like, American enemy. Ministry of Defense top secret training ground. The instability of the human factor. Oh, my. That sounds... Oh, God. Okay, so they're using AI to stop humans from rioting. But if you don't have a population able to riot, what are you governing over? Nothing. Well, you get your taxes, if not from the governed, whom are supposed to be giving you consent to do so, but that isn't always the case. Gauge the tanks. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm getting subtitles, but no one's talking. Oh! Those are like the things from Phantom and the Droidekas. These tanks are no match for Droidekas. One of the fun, this has nothing to do with this. One of the funniest things about George Lucas productions in science fiction anyway is that George Lucas, like, he has pronunciations for all these words. Oh, those are, they're turning evil. George Lucas has all these pronunciation things, like Goongas, but then everywhere else, like, they're Gungans. And then he says Goongas. Like, there's so many words that George Lucas comes up with. That like they're different. Like I've heard Droidekas, I've heard Droidekas. I think even in the movies they say both of them. It's just hilarious. It's like when you're watching the Lion King remake and like everybody says Zazu's name wrong, and then only the two people from previous productions actually say it correctly. Everyone else says Zazu. Okay, so who is this guy? Obviously, he's the villain. He has the power to manipulate AI. He's like the evil Nick Fury. So I guess the enemy is another Russian man. I guess it's not an American. That's kind of sad. Moscow, present day. Wait, when was that last scene? If not present day. Oh, there's Scarlett Johansson. Patriot. Yeah, remember when the US and the USSR were friends? Was this Russian? I would have thought that like the current regime would like not want people to know about Stalin's Bear Men projects. Like apparently it's in their pop culture. Is that Operation Paperclip? Project Blue Book? You know, there are a lot more interesting ways to get exposition across to the audience. I'm just saying. Uh-oh. Wow, he's playing 4D chess. Wait, so they didn't jail his subjects, like, or like kill them? Like, they're dangerous people. How did he get the power to affect machines like that? Oh, I guess the electric currents are helping him do it. But those trucks don't have AI in them. I don't understand. Why is there such a little tiny forklift? That's adorable. Is he giant, or is that just a tiny baby forklift? What is going on? He's stealing equipment. I want to see more of the baby forklift. Go back to that. That was cute. I don't know if it was like forced perspective, like Lord of the Rings. If it was just a little baby forklift. But they have gotten a more Scarlett Johansson looking Russian woman. Oh, look, there's the symbol. Patriot headquarters. The team includes representatives of the different nationalities of the USSR. So is there going to be a Ukrainian person? That'd be weird. In light of things that have happened since this film has been released. Guardians was met with strongly negative critical reception in Russian media and many considering it to be one of the worst films ever made. Oh, well, I'm excited now. The film was released in the US with an English dub on December 2017. I love superhero universes where people can just sit down. I need to assemble a team of superheroes. Like, that's a totally reasonable thing to endeavor upon. Why is she looking at the world map backwards? Why do you need to know that? Oh. That's a very stupid question to ask your superior, unless you're trying to introduce a title of a film. What's the name of my mission, sir? Why do you care? Just do it! So she's like Scarlett Johansson, but also Kobe Smulders. She's like fulfilling two roles at once. Oh, Riga. Is that Michael Cera? Ararat. Is Armenia USSR? Was it? She looked at the camera. Armenia, I guess Armenia was a part of the USSR. Interesting. I mean, I guess I could look up the USSR and actually be looking at a map. Is it? Yeah, it was. Wow. Oh, okay, it is just south of Georgia, okay, in Azerbaijan. I didn't realize it was that close. Apparently Armenian Catholicism or Christianity is like the oldest version of that religion. There's some old forms of Christianity down in, like, Ethiopia as well. That's wild. Would normally think that. Does this guy turn into the bear man? All I want is the bear man, if I'm being honest. Oh, now it's time for war. I've not come to Earth to bring peace, but a sword. Whooshing! Through your skull! Okay, this looks like Doctor Strange now. This is like Kim Artage. Okay, so she's Scarlett Johansson, she's Nick Fury, she's Kobe Smulders. Major Larina does it all. Oh, shit. She has no superpowers. She should be, like, flipping balls right now. I mean, she's obviously, like, scared. Look at her. I mean, at least they didn't kill you. They left you alive to chant in your church. He's a man of God. What does he want with revenge? Oh. Hood comes back off. Okay, well, that was fast. He didn't take that much convincing, did he? Is this the bear man? No. Oh, who's this guy? He looks like that woman on Soul Calibur with the hula hoop sword thing. What is this? Are they meeting out here for like a drug deal? Like the Russian mafia. You know, when Marvel movies do shit like this, it's because they've earned it and, like, they've set up characters like this over the course of however many years in movies. We've been watching this for 17 minutes and this guy's rolling up like a badass. We don't even know who he is. He talks to butterflies? He's gonna kill the butterfly. No. Okay, well, he's super fast. Oh! Okay, that was a pretty cool shot. NGL. Like Quicksilver. Where's the butterfly? He's like Flash, but instead of needing the suit to keep his body from disintegrating at high speeds, he just, like, he's scared, terrified of his vision. Gotta protect my eyes! So what nationality is he? No, I don't need Armenia anymore. Obviously, it's more out west, like Kazakhstan. Here, let me see if I can't find out from the cast. Anton, he's not, is that Arsis or Khan? That's Sanjar Mahdi. Kazakhstani, okay. We're finding out ethnicities of the USSR that I never thought we needed to know because the USSR is no longer around. Okay, this has to be the bear man. Yo, yes! Oh my god, the CGI is so terrible, but it's amazing. Imagine the bear man looking like Thanos, like levels. As you might have guessed, I mean, you're standing right in front of him. Okay, the fact that he turns into a bear, I was kind of hoping he stayed a bear. That's kind of weird that he transforms back and forth. Okay, Anton Pampushny. Also Kazakhstani. Wow. Look at the colors, blue and red. like Tron. Well, there's one experiment superhero who's like not out in the middle of nowhere. Where did she go? She just vanished and like, do they know? Okay, so she's using the fact that she's using her superpower as a moneymaker. So it's not like these people are ostracized right off the bat, right? People paid money for this performance. What even happened? She jumped off and showed up here. That was the act, and they paid like thousands of... I was going to say dollars. I don't know what the currency is over there. I forgot. Russian currency. The ruble. That's what I thought, but I wanted to double check. They spent millions of rubles. Man, you know, they have a superhero movie. It's on Nickelodeon or Disney. Watching, like, not good superhero content really makes you appreciate, like, the effort put into Marvel movies. Even though at a certain point, like, Marvel movies feel, like, so derivative of each other and, like, they feel so, like, you get jaded with them. Just watch Guardians and you really appreciate, like, the effort and storytelling and action put into those. Wow, that was a dumb thing. Like he wasn't going to completely go through the glass. She's still going to try, though. Ah, they've even got that witty, not witty banter, but they've got that banter. Looks kind of like Taylor Swift now. I mean, she seems to be doing well with her superpowers. I don't know if she would necessarily be, like, anti-Kuratov. She's making a living with her superpowers. Why would any of these people want revenge? Other than Arsis, the bear man, everyone else seems to be doing very well with their powers. You'd think they would be thanking Kuratov. I really need to get a new desk chair. Nothing. Wait, hang on a second. So in her performances, she turns invisible. and she's worried about people questioning, oh, well, how? Why doesn't she get old? That's the point where she thinks that people would find it weird, not the fact that she turns invisible? Hang on. I thought it'd be odd that people would think I never got old, so I kept moving around turning invisible for people. A very excellent USSR mindset. I'm so unique. I could use my uniqueness for the cause, and I could work myself in the camps. Help out the community. Does it really matter? Who you are now is almost certainly not who you used to be, so why does that matter who you were? Man, Marvel spent like 3 years getting to this scene in their canon. Guardians did it in 25 minutes. Get it together, Marvel. Ba-da-ba-da-bum. The film attracted significant online attention outside of Russia, despite no theatrical release planned for outside territories. Comparison to Marvel superhero films, The Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy were often made with Arsis, who can transform into a bear, receiving a significant level of attention. Hey, that's why I'm watching this. In the United Kingdom, it was 2017's third best-selling foreign language film, below Operation Chromite and Your Name. I'm telling you, I don't even pick these movies, and I find ways that, oh, well, they're connected to other movies we watched in some way. It never fails. Oh, see, they can't hear her because of the raindrops. That'd be very weird to get used to. Like, understanding you're invisible, but everyone's, like, standing around you. Oh, no! Well, damn, the science Kuratov really didn't do a good job if she's still emitting heat. Oh, they were prepared for this, huh? I mean, I guess Kuratov would know. He created these people. He would know their weaknesses. What's this guy's weakness? Yo, Earthbender! That was so dramatic, but they still used, like, a normal barrel sound effect. Dong, dong. That was hilarious. But now this guy's the thing. This guy is more like from the G.I. Joe Cobra franchise, not so much Marvel. Okay, could we spend more time on this guy's transformation sequence? Okay. Uh-oh! Well, we found out his weakness. I mean, I'm sure that's everybody's weakness. You just inject them with something. Oh no! That's their first mission together! And they're failing. That was probably made like, they probably made like an ice sculpture of that for the premiere of this. On Defender of the Fatherland Day, 2017. Oh, he hasn't been caught yet. He's still there, but they're yeeting the fuck out of there? Okay, so I'm assuming this movie, by the end of it, I'm going to think it's crap because it's widely considered to be one of the worst movies ever. But I do like how when they were getting Invisigirl, when they were joining her team, they made a big to-do about, oh, well, I taught you this, and they were making a big deal about learning things about other people and using that against them. And that's very much what Curzon is doing. Kuratov, my bad. Curzon's a Star Trek villain, I think. So I do like how they kind of set it up not so subtly. Oh, he just pulled a Bane. Except it was nowhere near as cool as when it happened in whatever Dark Knight movie. Oh, well, the movie's over real quick. Oh, he didn't kill them. He just put them in prison so that they can come back and finish him off later. Nice. Good job, villains. Now he looks like Dr. Manhattan. Okay, remember when I said it wasn't so subtle? Yeah, well, they're making it even less subtle. You can do things in movies and trust the audience to be smart enough to catch what's going on. You don't have to spell it out every single time. That can be the sign that a scriptwriter thinks that the audience is dumb. That could also be a sign that the screenwriter is unconfident in their writing ability. Why does he need their superpowers? He hasn't needed them for 40 years. Just enough time. I mean, obviously he has like an emotional attachment to these people because he invented them, essentially. Oh my god, it's Star Wars! Then kill them! Oh, I have assembled a clone army of the Republic. Okay, I'm reading up on, this was released on Defender of the Fatherland Day, which used to celebrate people who were serving, or who are or were serving in the Russian Armed Forces, both men and women, but unofficially, naturally, it has also come to include the celebration of men as a whole, and to act as a counterpart of International Women's Day on March 8th. No wonder all the men are stealing the show in this film. Just like Fox News. Wouldn't this be, like, a massive deal? It seems like nobody, like, this all happened in an instant. Oh, there's some humans right over there. Oh, this seems like something else that is in or was happening in the world sphere. This is a couple of months ago. Oh my God, it's the Astrodome! I was really hoping they were going to be like Americans invading Russia, but I guess it's a Russian invading Russia. Sadly. They have a little bit more tact in Russia than I would expect, given that Top Gun Maverick was clearly fighting against Russians. What? What is this? Why would you bother him right now? When he's constructing this phallic obelisk. I have changed the terms of our agreement. Pray that I don't change them further. Oh wait, was he wanting to destroy that? What is he doing? What is his plan? Is that like an actual building in Russia? That'd be hilarious. That would be like somebody tearing down the Washington Monument and using it to like knock down a giant door. Wait, hold up. There was supposed to be a sequel to this movie. The Enjoy movies went bankrupt, but they were still going to figure it out. In December 2022, Serik Andrazian was asked why Guardians 2 never came out, and the latter explained that Deadpool 2 was to blame for everything. What? Wait, hang on. I'm very confused. Let's go to this geekcity.ru. Please translate. Oh, apparently the second Deadpool, he's claiming that they ripped off their story for Defenders 2 or Guardians 2. I find that to be bull crap, but to each their own. I know they're doing character development, but I really don't care. I'm not watching this for characters. I'm watching it for bear people to freaking maul America. I was hoping it would be Americans, but it's going to be other Russians. Is he dead? I was reading on Wikipedia. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't actually read the subtitles. Professor X? This Dr. Xavier? You just rolled up to a military installation? Okay, so this is the professor that he was trying to one-up Kurtzov. What storm? Nothing's even happened. The Guardians haven't even won a fight. I guess that's the point if this is trying to be the Avengers, because they're supposed to lose the fight on the carrier to Loki, and then they realize, oh, well, we're weak when we're not a team. She's not wearing armor or anything. There's Leia. How can you have a team of superheroes and yet the human woman is like the best person on the team? Why do they even need the superheroes? Just get her on the case. She would win this war in a second. Where are they even taking this? Are they gonna turn it into an ICBM? Now we're just back at the headquarters. We just go places and we're immediately back home. Turn into a bear. That's what everyone wants to see. She's the best character. Good God. She's a badass. She shoots people to death. And she also emotionally, like, helps people out on her team. You love her. Is that the best thing to tell him at that moment? Full bear mode. This guy must not be that good of an actor. He's emoting nothing. Not as a bear, just a half bear, half man hybrid. He must not get a lot of work as an actor. www.something.ru. Why does Valeria Schirondo get fifth billing when she's clearly the best person on this cast? Everyone else sucks. I mean, you've pretty much destroyed, like, the entire country up until Moscow, so, I mean, it wouldn't be a very tall order to convince people of that. I kind of like that he's so overconfident that he's, oh, well, I guess he is killing this guy. I was going to say, I kind of dig that he is so overconfident he just leaves people alive because he's like, no one's going to kill me. I don't know why I'm looking up Anton Papushny's filmography like I know any other things he's been in. He was in Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. What? Never mind. I recognize that property. He's not in much, though. He did star. Oh my God, Minnesota, 2009, a Russian film named Minnesota. What? Okay, I might need to actually start watching some Russian movies. That sounds incredible. It's about two hockey playing brothers. So he just moved the tower. Oh, is this GoldenEye? Where did that thing come from? Did anybody explain what this was at any point in the movie? Or do you have to watch James Bond 007 GoldenEye in order to in order for this to be explained? It's this film is like a cinematic universe, but they're using all of these other films to construct this cinematic universe of unrelated properties. Oh my god, this is amazing. I love the implication that Russia actually took the Star Wars thing seriously, because no American did. Is no one going to talk about the professor being dead? I like how the tower is like massive and she's just like, he took possession of it. How do you take possession of a tower? Oh. Antonio. Ah, shit. You know what? I'll give them props. For as much as this is like the Avengers, they're not... So far as I know, no Marvel film has had this plot. Okay, well, you know what? The actual Avengers movie, I guess, kind of did. It's just that Loki was trying to transmit to another portal to another dimension. As soon as I saw all these towers, and I was like, oh, okay, you know what? Maybe this is exactly like the Avengers still. They're ripping off freaking Avengers. Why the hell did they have a problem ripping off Deadpool 2? What the hell? Did they just reuse the same shot a second time? That guy's a true Russian man. Even as he was going down, he looked as calm as ever. We need to develop his character a little bit. He's the best character, by the way. Ah, bye. I'd just like to point out that the world might be ending pretty soon. You guys might want to hurry this up. There's a lot of exposition in this movie. Like, you couldn't show this, like, in any more... You know what? They probably didn't have the budget to show this in a more interesting way. Showing, not telling, that costs money. It's a lot cheaper just to have the actor explain everything. I mean, I'd probably feel a lot more if, like, we knew about this guy. If we had seen this character more than, like, 5 minutes this whole movie. I'm sorry for your loss, but can it? We gotta save the world, bro. Hello? You have yours. Oh! What? Oh yeah, that's pretty baller, actually. Why didn't he already have that? You were ineffective because you didn't have rocks, so we just taped some rocks to your suit. That's so stupid. You might not hit, you might not have any rocks or rubble in freaking Russia during a war, so we just strapped some to your freaking suit. What part of her combat effectiveness involved keeping her breasts halfway exposed? Like, they couldn't have given her an actual suit like the other guys? What if she gets shot in the arm? Bulletproofing! Come on! You thought about that with everybody else but her! You just wanted her to look skimpy. We thought of everything. You might lose your blades in combat, so we just strap some blades and strategic points in your suit so you always have them. It's like Iron Man 2. Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at him. His little automatic, his AI machine guns will murder you. That was such a tiny, like, sound effect. You could have made it a little bit more intriguing. Why not just stay invisible? Is it because you know the audience is watching? There's no reason for her not to be invisible right now. Look, they're figuring out how to work as a team. Oh, I thought he was going to do that to the guys. All the women are, like, so turned on by this guy. It should be noted that the guy who directed this is Armenian-Russian, so. Maybe he's living vicariously through this guy. All the women are like, ooh. Get a little taste of Armenia. Hell yeah! It's like Cocaine Bear, but with the freaking, what is that? What's the railgun? There you go. Stay invisible! I know you have men watching this and you're trying to entice them for some reason, but, like, you have no reason not to be invisible. Look, they're a team! Yeah, you have a railgun that only shoots 4 bullets. Nuh-uh. You know they use this for the trailer. Where is she? She should be on the front lines. Oh, that's right. They're trying to end the world, this guy. I forgot. My mind is aching, my brain is shaking. I wish I was Jamaican. Oh my god, that is GoldenEye! Where's Boris Grishin go? Why don't you hurry the fuck up if you got an hour left? Okay. What? I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to end up sacrificing themselves, right? Like Suicide Squad. That hadn't even come out yet. I do like how they are making concessions for like, oh, well, how can the humans help out? Oh, this is like shot for shot, that scene where like the Hulk does the I'm always angry scene. I like how they're making concessions for, like, actual human characters to do things. You know, in Marvel films, superhero films in general, it's like, oh, the superheroes will do everything 100%. Here, they're like, yeah, the army can send in fighter jets. Disable the force field and we can take care of it. All that for two people to go down. They've only ever got two people. Oh my god. Okay, since you guys were lollygagging, you only have like 20 minutes now. Why is the slow motion necessary? Interesting. They're just wasting a lot of time. You gotta move! Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Look at that! It's Captain America now. Why doesn't he have a lot of more of these things patrolling the city? Why would you do that? You're wasting so many bullets on one body. Man, there was a lot more going on in Avengers. Wow, I hope you don't get shot in your arm. Oh wow, he's actually becoming a bear. Okay, this is actually pretty amazing. This is amazing. Oh no, is he dead? No, he's gonna. It's like the director's idea of excitement is vastly different compared to, like, American audiences when it comes to, like, summer blockbuster superhero films. Like, Avengers had, like, a million and one things going on at once. Everyone's, like, lollygagging around. In Avengers, people were, like, going around killing, like, 1,000 aliens in one shot. If they were just going to end up in the same place anyway, why didn't they just start at the same place too? Okay, that was very much a Marvel, like, oh, it's serious, but we got to have some comedy in there too. He hasn't even landed yet. Are they really going to do everything without one of their superheroes? Asus! There are people above you, you know. Well, you should have taken out those guys ahead of Oh, well, I guess then this guy wouldn't have his badass scene. You know, at least in Marvel films, people do things generally for, like, good reasons. In this film, a lot of people do things just because of the script, and, like, you can tell. They used the Wilhelm scream. That was amazing. I guess that exists in Russia too. How did you find this out? How the hell did you find that out? One thing I discovered by working in this freaking facility down here. I figured out the master plan all along. I was gonna say this is like Star Wars now, but they have rails in this, so those don't exist in Star Wars. It simultaneously took them forever to get up here, and it was also super easy to get up here. physical. Lair? How do you know how hot it is? What? Why did she think that it wouldn't melt her? I forgot, is there something about her powers that I missed? Is she like part metal? Time to finish this. I mean, they waited long enough. Oh no, the character's done. Man, I wish we cared about them at all. Oh, she's still alive. And she's really into the bear man. Not when I hibernate with you all winter long. Oh no. Why don't they just leave so that they can tear down the tower? Wow, they really didn't consider this. Why did that knock him out? it's like, oh, with my power. It's like when you put a vest on a cat, it just falls over. When you take his equipment off, he just falls over and plays dead. Why didn't they just leave so that the airplanes could come through and shoot down the tower like the plan was? Man, the editing and pacing is atrocious. Arsus, no! You took my equipment, but you're not gonna take my woman! Build up for nothing. Finally, the best character in the film is getting involved. It's about time. Man, these superheroes suck. That's one terrified bear. Okay, so this was the plan. Well, look, he's like Darth Vader. Okay, so this was the plan. What the hell was the thing about them merging their power together? What does that have to do with anything now? Okay, Lair said that he didn't know anything about physics. Apparently, the Khan is like a physics major. Because like, he knows exactly where they're going to go when he lets go of that thing at the current speed that they're going. Nothing turns me human quite like flying through the air at 85 miles and, well, that would be a lot more than 85 miles. 8,500 miles an hour. Look, he still has his pants. Okay, so what's the point of them using their powers together? Oh, is he gonna stop the missiles? The actor nearly tripped on some of the wires there. There's Goldeneye. Goldeneye, I found your weakness. What is he aiming at? Okay, you know what? Props to them for having her explain it a second time off screen so that we didn't have to listen to it again. Can they do this from out here? How does he know how to do this? I guess she explained that off screen too. I don't understand. What? Wait, okay, so if the doctor had found this out, if they had checked in on the doctor a day earlier, they could have just done this. Because apparently they don't even have to be nearby anything. They can do this from afar. So like the entire plan was worthless. That's really dumb. I could see why this movie... You know what? I thought this movie was the worst movies ever because of, like, the action CGI stuff. No, the script is what makes it bad. Yeah, fictional America is like shitting their pants right now. Maybe that's why they came up with the Avengers Initiative. At least Valeria gets to be in the cool shot, because, like, she's the only good character. Look, they've already rebuilt Moscow. Nice. Oh, look, we even get a moral. Nice. I loved bears. It was Arsis the whole time! What's that Canadian book about the woman who has a relationship with a bear? That's probably her favorite novel. Hang on, what kind of person would I be if I didn't look that up for you? Oh, it's just called Bear. Marion Ingalls Bear. Published in 1976. The story tells of a lonely archivist sent to work in Northern Ontario where she enters into a sexual relationship with a bear. The book has been called, quote, the most controversial novel ever written in Canada, unquote. Yeah, I wouldn't bring that up and not tell you guys where to look. So yeah, this movie, So yeah, I wouldn't say that this is the worst movie ever, because it was hilarious and funny as hell. So I wouldn't say it was terrible. I mean, from a filmmaking perspective, absolutely. But I've seen worse movies than this. Even as serious filmmaking goes, like, bad... Like, I don't even mean, like, good bad films. Like, The Room is a worse movie than this. I mean, as far as filmmaking goes. So, I mean... I don't know if I would call it one of the worst films ever made. It's certainly not good, but it's hilarious and awesome. Oh, look, they're even doing this Marvel thing. I kind of hate that Deadpool 2 ended the sequel that they're setting up right here. What? Some guys would be into that. Did it say zero? From holes? Oh my god! We missed out on the sequel where Zero shows up! Oh my god! The Guardian Cinematic Universe is off the chains. First, you have to watch some Marvel movies. You have to watch some G.I. Joe movies. You've got to watch GoldenEye 007. Now you've got to watch Holes, the Disney movie. With Shia LaBeouf. Oh my god. This movie is amazing. oh, he didn't say zero. He said Ferrum. Oh, well, shit. Who is Ferrum? Is that name anywhere in... I know Ferrum was mentioned in the sequel. Ferrum. Nope, that's the only mention of it in the synopsis. So I guess Ferrum was going to be a villain in the sequel. Don't waste time and clone your friends. Is that what she said? Dun 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 dun. I gotta dig in the music though, right now. Dun 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 dun. All right. Well, I think I'm gonna leave it here on that note because I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna get all like, oh, this is, you don't know anything about this movie until you realize the symbolism for this and that. Yeah, this movie was not subtle. It was not. Sadly, Guardians soundtrack. Guardians original motion picture soundtrack. Wonderful. That's on YouTube Music. I wonder what song they were playing. I guess that was Julie Tereshenko's Guardians. I believe so. Yep. That's Guardians by Julie or July Tereshenko. That's going to get a thumbs up for me on YouTube Music. Hell yeah! All the music was done by the Baltic Symphony Orchestra. That's actually pretty neat. That's probably the coolest thing about this movie. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys for watching. Fingers crossed for the sequel. Maybe after Deadpool 2. I don't even remember Deadpool 2. How memorable was Deadpool 2? Because if it's already left like the cultural lexicon, they could probably go ahead and make Guardians 2 and just rip it off again. And might as you might as well, because I think everyone's forgotten about Deadpool 2. I don't remember it. I remember the first one, but the second one I don't. I remember the opening credits where Celine Dion sings "Can Something Grow Out of Ashes?" Whatever that song was. That was Celine Dion. That was pretty great. Anyway, Deadpool 3 is going to have Wolverine in it, allegedly, so look out for that. Look out for Guardians 2 or Defenders 2, please. Please, Russia! If you're going to do anything right ever again, please make Guardians 2. I will thank you tremendously, because this first one was amazing in a not good way. I'll see you guys in the next episode of Backrow Seating Podcast. Goodbye.